Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
We are honored this week to have two guests. Drew Spanding is the festival director of Big Ticket Festival, which is a celebration of Christ and the family. Mike Crick is the senior director of advocacy for World Orphans, which rescues orphaned and abandoned children, strengthening the local church, and impacting communities with the gospel of Christ through church-based family-focused programs. We're honored to have both of them as our guests. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Drew Spanding and Mike Crick. And we'll start with Drew. Drew, how was it you ever got into the concert/festival business?
You know, how do you get into anything, Jack? Life has a funny way of directing our paths, and I truly believe God himself has directed my path directly to this. And so when I was young, even as a little kid, I was organizing events. I started the backyard baseball card show, invited neighbors and kids from all over our neighborhood. We'd set it up, and it would be hundreds of kids coming out to my backyard to sell and trade baseball cards. Since I've been a kid through high school, through college, getting people together to do things has just been in my nature. And so it was one of these opportunities that literally just came right before me. And when I was invited to, or asked to come on board and to do this festival, it didn't take me long to say yes. And so a gentleman named Glenn Katt, he had this vision to bring this festival up to Gaylord, Michigan. And it was one of these things that was such a natural fit for where I was at in life. And he asked me to come and be the director of it and partner with him in it. And since then, that was 8 years ago, and we haven't looked back. It's been an amazing journey.
It's called the Big Ticket Festival.
Yes.
The tickets aren't that pricey. All right. The bargain is huge. Tell us about the Big Ticket Festival.
So Big Ticket Festival, John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is our ticket, our big ticket to a relationship, to a partnership with God. That is the basis of this entire event. When we set off to do this, we really just looked back at what is a festival? What is the point of bringing everybody together? And it's been happening for not just generations, but thousands of years. People come together to celebrate God, to celebrate his glory, his creation, who he is. And that's all we are. We're continuing that. So very simply put, what is Big Ticket? We're a celebration of God and about his son, Jesus, and what he did for us.
That's not your typical music festival.
No, it's not. It's not.
That is a sure way to poverty. Why focus on a Christ-centered and family-centered festival?
You know, you'd be surprised, though, Jack. Naturally, in so many people, is this desire to worship, this desire to acknowledge something greater than yourself. And I really believe when we bring people together at one time to acknowledge the presence of God, something very special happens, and God is honored and glorified. So why do it? I would actually pose the opposite question. Why wouldn't we do it? It's what I'm created for. It's what we're created for. We're created to honor and worship God. And I believe one of the disciplines that God asks us to do is to celebrate him. One of the ways we practice our spiritual life is through celebration. And I think I have the best job in the entire world. I get to lead people in celebration to God. So for us, why not do it? Or why do this? I throw it back of why not. It is part of the fabric of who we are. And so as far as what this has become and what it's turned into, to see all the thousands of people come each day from all different denominational backgrounds. That's been such the great part of it. Yeah, it's been an honor. It's been a real privilege.
It's from June 20th through the 22nd in Gaylord. www.bigticketfestival.com. 5 music stages, over 60 artists. If there's a parent that said, wow, this would be great for my son or my daughter, but he or she wants nothing to do with religion.
Sure.
They won't go.
Religion's a funny thing. Religion, a lot of times, is our way of trying to interpret God. This is a celebration. The musicians we have many times surprise people when they look and watch this musician perform. A group called Family Force 5. If you're not familiar with them, YouTube them. Your kids will go nuts for these guys. At first glance, you'd say, well, boy, do these guys have anything to do with God? But see, when we celebrate God, there's a freedom that comes. And all the musicians we bring are faith-based musicians, specifically Christian. And there's this freedom they have to celebrate God within their music that is so refreshing and so much fun to be a part of. But the genre and the style connects with students, adults, every member of the family. On top of that, we also have many other things. We have a sports camp run by FCA. We've got a motocross team that does flips in the air with motorcycles and bikes and the whole bit. There's kind of a mix of everything. It's truly a festival. It's not just music. And so we often get that, hey, I drug my kid to the festival, and they don't want to leave. This was the most fun they've ever had.
This is a festival where the kids come, mom and dad come, the grandparents come, the aunts and the uncles come.
Yeah.
There's, other than Tony Bennett and the Beatles, there's no other such performer that can get all those groups
to
come.
Sure. That's the real surprise when we started the festival. In fact, I really thought we were going to go and get just a lot of kids to come to this thing. We set it up as, oh, let's get all these students together and see what happens. And let's put all these bands and activities that would really connect with students. What ended up happening is it wasn't the buses filled with kids who came to the festival. It was the minivans and the moms bringing all these students. And not just high school or junior high age students, but it was the young kids too. We quickly realized that God was doing something special. And instead of an event that connected with older students only, this was an event that students were connecting with their parents at. When we took inventory of how important that really is in this culture and what's going on, and if you've spent any time working with kids, you'll know right away that kids' biggest need is a relationship with their parents outside their need for a relationship with God. To be involved in an event that cultures that cultivates that, to see kids having a spiritual experience and their parents are right there with them, that doesn't happen. That's been what really has become our mission, is to see that happen at the festival.
We're talking to Drew Spanding, BigTicketFestival.com, June 20th through 22nd, Gaylord, Michigan. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with Drew Spanding, the festival director of Big Ticket Festival. Drew, when we had lunch months ago, you said something, and I quote, "Our festival is meant to have people surrender their life to God." I mean, that's very hard for all of us, myself included.
Yeah.
And you're claiming you can get kids to surrender their life to God? How?
You know, sometimes as an adult, as I grow older, get less hair and more of it grows gray, I actually find it harder to trust God because I overthink things and trust becomes more difficult for me. See, even though we peg high school and junior high students as either untrusting or they want to do their own thing, really, they still have this childlike element to them. There's still a child in there. And at the heart of a child, a heart of a child wants to trust in their dad. They want to have a father figure. They want to have somebody they look up to and say, yeah, I can trust that. When there's a safe environment that you're surrounded by the glory of God, again, it goes back to that. That just happens naturally. I can't convince somebody to trust something. It has to happen because they want to. All I can do is provide an authentic environment where we ask God to show us his glory. When that happens, trust is just the natural occurrence.
You're in the business of changing hearts. Can you tell us a story about somebody whose heart changed?
There is such a good one. There was a boy, and I say a boy, 17-year-old boy, high school. He played both ways on his varsity football team. He came with his mom, and that's exactly what I'm telling you. This is the type of thing that happens at our festival. Kids come with their parents, and they like it. We have a speaker. In fact, he's been on the show before, Nick Vujicic. The gentleman has no arms and no legs.
We've had him three times. In 8 years, he's the best guest we've ever had.
Whoa.
I agree with you. He is the best guest. He's been the best speaker we've ever had. Usually we only let a speaker go for 30 minutes. We let him go for as long as he wants, and he holds the crowd for every single moment. That night, this boy and his mom were listening to Nick. Nick obviously doesn't have arms and legs. He spoke a message that this boy connected with and responded to and really helped cultivate this life change that he was looking for. That next day, this boy was invited to a birthday party. And he's a young man, 17 years old, had everything going for him. And at that birthday party, he dove into the shallow end of a pool and became a quadriplegic. This was last year. The timing of how God used Nick's message to impact that family and that young man, and how even through a terrible circumstance, God could take this experience at Big Ticket through the message Nick gave to give hope and inspiration. You know, those are the moments that we want to help be for people and help have people have those opportunities. It was an amazing story.
Nick Vujicic, V-U-J-I-C-I-C. His latest book is Unstoppable, The Incredible Power of Faith in Action. His website, www.lifewithoutlimbs.org. He doesn't even have any stumps. He's 29 years old. Unbelievable. All right. So you've got this Christ-centered festival.
Yeah.
Which ain't going to make any money to begin with. Then you're going to get families and kids to come, which is impossible. And then you decide you're going to give some of the money to a charity.
Not just any charity, though.
Right. And you choose World Orphans.
Yes.
Not a pro-life cause, not some inner-city education, children's hospitals. Why World Orphans?
I had the privilege of meeting with our president. He flew in from Colorado, and he asked me the same question. Why would you choose us? Putting aside their organization's ability to serve orphans around the world, and I believe a very unique model of orphan care that I'm compelled, that separates them from the other groups that I've seen, all good, but I really appreciate what they do and how they do it. I believe when we put our faith in Christ, there's a few things we are, I don't want to say forced to do, but highly encouraged biblically to do. And one of those is to care for orphans. And so this year I had the privilege of buying and our organization taking over Big Ticket Festival completely and becoming the president of it. And one of the first things I wanted to do is to say we will be extremely intentional about orphan care and how we can take what happens these 3 days of the festival and translate that into a long-term impact. So that's why.
And that brings us to our second guest, Mike Crick, who's the Senior Director of Advocacy for World Orphans. It's estimated that there are 153 million orphans in the world. That is nearly half the population of the United States of America. Mike Crick, tell us about World Orphans.
Sure. Yeah, World Orphans is an organization that firmly believes in the local church. We believe that the church is the hope of the world. And one of the things that we try to accomplish within our ministry is connecting churches here in the States with churches that we partner with overseas. So we're currently in 15 different countries, working with different churches in those countries. Our focus area right now is in six different countries, and in particular in Haiti is where we've seen a lot of our growth in the last couple of years, and that is going to be our area of focus at the Big Ticket Festival this year. But the basis and the basic premise of how we do what we do is relationship-focused church ministry, churches here caring for churches or partnering with churches there that are ultimately caring for children in their community.
It's a drop in the bucket, Mike. It's a vicious cycle. One of the greatest social issues of this century, poverty, hunger, HIV, AIDS, child soldiers, trafficking. There's a common link, the orphan. A child orphan by HIV or AIDS, who's left alone to find food, possibly even caring for younger siblings, will often turn to prostitution. This, in turn, leads the child to contract AIDS, HIV, and perpetuates this vicious cycle. It's inevitable. It's impossible to fix it.
Your show is called Anything is Possible, right, Jack? And I think we really believe that that these kids can be rescued. Rescue is a key word in our organization. And by partnering with churches that know the culture, know the language, leaders that these kids can trust, that are building relationships with them. Can we save all 153 million? I don't know. Only God knows what the future is going to hold for our organization and other like-minded organizations. But we certainly can care for the ones that God's entrusted to us. And it's exciting as I've been able to travel the globe to see some of the projects that we're involved in countries like Ethiopia and China and Cambodia and Haiti and others, and just how the churches in these countries are truly caring for these kids, holistically caring for them, mentally, emotionally, physically. And most importantly, spiritually, and really showing them the gospel through their love for these kids.
You just got back from another trip, and this is like over 20 that you've gone to. The enormity of the problem, doesn't it defeat you? Just in the last hour, 1,625 kids were forced to live on the streets by the death or an abuse of an adult. 115 kids became prostitutes. 66 kids under 15 were infected with HIV. It just never ends. How is it you don't get demoralized?
You know, those stats you read are hopefully very impactful on people as they hear those and read those. But the other side of the equation is, as a result of our partnership with the Big Ticket Festival, we're hoping to start seven new projects at seven new churches and rescue 140 more kids, 140 kids that will have a chance to go to school that have never had that opportunity, 140 more kids that are going to be cared for medically, 140 more kids that are going to be provided for with food, and so yeah, those stats they're powerful, they're impactful. But the other side of the equation is powerful and impactful as well. And we serve an Almighty God that can truly care for these care for these kids.
We're talking to Mike Crick and Drew Spanding, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Mike Crick, Senior Director of Advocacy for World Orphans. Mike, 20-plus trips overseas. What have these orphans in these foreign lands taught you?
I think the most impactful thing that you learn when you go on these trips is simply stories. And I've heard countless stories from the kids that we've had the opportunity to meet. And so to pick one thing, Jack, is a really difficult is a difficult question. But I'll share a story with you, and it hits home for me. I've got four kids at home. And I think even in our stage of life, as well as our kids, there's things that we just take for granted. And one of those things is our education. And one of the more impactful stories I heard when I was in Cambodia, this was 2 years ago. I've been to Cambodia twice now, but this particular trip, we were in a Vietnamese river community, and we met several children that their dream, we'd ask them, what is your dream? Their dream was to go to school. Their dream was to read, to write. These are 12, 13-year-old boys and girls that had no hope. They had lost hope. And what they wanted to do was to learn to read and write. And as you talk about the cycle of poverty, you talk about the ways to potentially break the cycle of poverty. Education is one of those things that can really help break that cycle of poverty. And just hearing these stories of kids that simply wanted to go to school and the opportunities that the local church in that area brought them to give them the opportunity to read, to write, and to learn new skills to hopefully break that cycle was one of the more exciting things that I've been able to see and be a part of.
World Orphans believes very strongly that the best solution to this orphan crisis is the local church. Why is that, Mike?
Yeah, we really see the church as the hope of the world. And when you look at the book of Acts and how God established the local church and the excitement that came as a result, and how not just one person making a difference, but a group of people that come together, how they can as a result of coming together and in that fashion make a difference on their community, we just see that is a incredible way to care for these kids in their community, and particularly in these countries that we're visiting, where the communities are to a certain degree somewhat tighter knit, very much relationship focused. They are certainly caring for their own. And the relationships that the leaders can develop, even from a preventative standpoint, developing relationships with the mother, the father, the grandmother, perhaps before they die of HIV/AIDS, as an example, and then the relationship that's established even after their death with those kids. We just see the church as the hope for these children. There's a lot of things we can put our hope in, but the church stands alone in what it can do for the kids in these communities.
That's Mike Crick of World Orphans. Let's bring Drew back in. Drew Spanding, you're a very courageous person.
Well, thank you.
You speak your heart.
Sure.
And you put your own family's money on the line to do this Christ-centered festival, this family festival. Where do you get the courage?
I've heard it said that courage is not the absence of fear, but the willingness to stand up in the face of it. And I'm privileged to have a father myself who broke that chain in our family's life. Oftentimes in a family, there needs to be a chain breaker, because too often negativity, evil has a grip, and a lot of times it's generational. I'm very fortunate that I have a dad who broke that for me. He grew up in the inner city of Montreal. His dad left him when he was 5 years old. He vowed never to give his kids what he was given. He provided an amazing life for my brother and my sister. He loves my mom, which is something a lot of dads don't do for their families. C.S. Lewis once said, all a kid needs is an okay dad. And I had a great dad. So I didn't have this sense like, boy, if I failed, what would people think of me? Well, my dad always loved me, no matter what. So that idea that failure is okay, and if God's leading you in something, and your heart's drawn to something, you've got to go for it. I don't know. I know that's not a maybe a textbook answer, but that's my answer for that.
Drew, you speak about great dads, great moms. If there's a mom and dad out there that says, wow, my teenagers don't even want to be with me.
Yes, they do.
Or seen with me, yet alone to go together for a three-day Christ-centered festival.
Yeah, yeah.
This would be. This could transform our family.
Yeah, yeah.
But Drew, I can't force them to go.
Sure. Well, you know, we try to help you with that. Our marketing is set up where we say we get mom's attention and we give her ammunition to get her family to come. So hopefully our marketing is cool enough to get your kids going, wow, my mom wants to take me to this? Well, I guess I probably should try to.
What is some of that ammunition?
So obviously go to our website. On our website, you see all the bands we have. Your kids may know some of them. They may know not all of them. But we have their pictures. We have all this stuff that you can get onto. Obviously, all the different things and activities we have on our website, you can see. That's the best way. Back to you had a comment, though, that I think is important to come back to. What if I'm a parent and I think my kids don't want to hang out? As a parent, that's your own insecurity. And as a parent, you have to deal with that and put that aside. Your kids need you to pursue them, period. It doesn't matter if they reject you a million times, continue to pursue them. I have been involved in connecting with students for 6 years, that full time. I have not met one kid, not one, that did not want their parents. When the dust settled, when they finally got down to it, and what they were really struggling with, it was typically a relation with their parents, a hurt, something that happened, and they desperately needed their parents to reach out to them.
We're talking to Drew Spanding, the festival director of Big Ticket Festival, www.bigticketfestival.com, June 20th through 22nd, up in Gaylord. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasul. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Drew Spanding and Mike Crick. Mike is the Senior Director of Advocacy for World Orphans. Mike, what role will World Orphans play at this year's Big Ticket Festival?
Well, we've got the opportunity to be a ministry partner with the Big Ticket Festival. And the opportunity that presents us is a chance to really share with individuals that are attending the festival ways that they can partner with World Orphans. Big Ticket's been incredibly gracious in inviting to us to really give us this platform that we haven't had yet to really push the idea of an individual can make a difference. In a collective group of individuals at the Big Ticket Festival, where we're talking about 10,000 people a day approximately, can make a huge difference. And so at the Big Ticket Festival, we are setting up an experience tent to really allow people to walk through this tent to give them an idea of some of the hopelessness around the world. But then to really end with the idea of hope and how the church in these countries that we're working in really provides hope for the orphans that we're serving, and ultimately the call to action to get individuals at the Big Ticket to sign up to be a rescue partner.
If you want to learn more about World Orphans, www.worldorphans.org. I've been struck many times, Mike, that where there's extreme poverty, there's also, at the same time, extreme joy and hope. How do you explain that?
That's one of the most beautiful things that I think I've been able to see in some of my travels is the joy on the individuals' faces that we've been able to meet. And I really explain that based on what they don't have doesn't matter to them, because they don't know that they don't have because they've not seen necessarily what we have here. And I'd even argue that what we have here is not necessarily a blessing all the time. It can be just the opposite, because we end up putting our hope in those things that we have, as opposed to where our hope needs to be. And the people that we've been able to meet and encounter and visit as a result of the programs that we're involved in, they get it. They know where their hope lies, and as a result of knowing where their hope lies, they have some tremendous security.
I've had on the show Peter Pretorius a few times of JAM, Joint Aid Management, and he says that despair is a first world country phenomenon. We've got all this abundance in America, yet we don't have the joy and the hope. We got despair. Why?
Again, I think it's because we're putting our hope in those things, and we, the whole mentality of keeping up with the Joneses is it's prevalent around us. I mean, we start comparing ourselves to those that have more. And if we are to simply do a 180 and look behind us at the majority of the world that has less, we won't focus so much on ourselves. We'll focus on others, and that's important in not only the ministry of World Orphans and in what the Big Ticket Festival is doing, but what countless other organizations are doing to try to make a difference around the globe, is to really get our eye off of ourselves and onto the least of these.
That's Mike Crick, World Orphans. Drew Spanding, Big Ticket Festival. Drew, if there's a listener tonight, a dad, who's got a 20-something son or daughter, and they have no relationship right now, they don't talk.
Yeah.
And he's crying. And he said, this is God speaking to me. I got to get my son to go with me to this.
Yeah.
How does he do that?
Yeah. In any circumstance, there always is a way, right? And there's always a way to communicate, no matter what. And no matter how many walls are put up, no matter how many things a child may do to distance themselves from you, you got to remember you're still their dad. And so often what stops you from reaching out to your son or daughter is not your son or daughter, but it's yourself. I've heard it said sometimes, the reason we have a problem loving is because we love as if we're loving ourselves, and that's the problem. A lot of times, as parents, you have to, what Mike shared, take your eyes off yourself, put yourself in your son or daughter's shoes, and pursue them. And don't stop pursuing them. And continue without any regard of rejection of yourself. And dads specifically, men specifically, have an innate fear of failure. It cripples a man's psyche. And that fear of rejection from a child is so crippling. But you need to lay that aside. You need to put that to death. You need to get over your own fear and pursue your child.
And we've got the greatest example of the ultimate pursuer in Almighty God. And I think that's one of the reasons that this partnership with Big Ticket and World Orphans is so exciting, because I think what Drew just shared is true for any parent here that's hopefully listening tonight. But it's also true of all of us, that yeah. God continues to pursue us. This is the whole idea of the gospel. He's pursuing us and calling us his own. He's adopted us, which is, again, the beauty of the relationship between Big Ticket and World Orphans, as we think about the idea of adoption and how we have all been adopted by God. And ultimately, these kids that we get to, through the Big Ticket Festival and the partnership that we have, and be able to share with the people that are there, we get to share with them that the local churches around the world are ultimately sharing the gospel, the love of God, with these kids, so that they too can be adopted by him, loved by him, and cherished by him.
www.bigticketfestival.com and www.worldorphans.org. As our time winds down tonight, yeah. Drew, can you lead us in a closing prayer, please?
I'd love to. Father God, we take a moment and acknowledge your presence. You are real, and you are here. And your presence, thankfully, is not dependent on us asking you to be here, but acknowledging the fact that you are all around us. We thank you for this opportunity. Pray for everybody listening right now. We love you so much and we need you. May you get all the glory. Amen.
Drew Spanding, Mike Crick, please let God keep using the two of you to pursue all of us.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening. And make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall. Believe in yourself.